Pressure is the force that a fluid exerts on a solid surface divided by the area of that surface. Now, fluids exert forces on solid surfaces because their molecules are constantly colliding with the solid surface. Now, one interesting aspect of pressure is that it always acts in a direction perpendicular to or normal to the solid surface. If the surface is curved, then pressure acts in a direction perpendicular to a plane that is tangent to that curved surface. Now, the units for pressure are the units of force per length squared. In the SI system, the standard unit is a newton per meter squared, which is known as a pascal. A pascal is a rather small amount of pressure, so kilopascals and megapascals turn out to be more common units in practice. And two unit conversions that you might like to memorize are given here. One atmosphere is 101.325 kilopascals, and one bar is 100 kilopascals. These will come in handy more than once or twice in this course. Now, the standard unit for pressure in the AE system is pound force per foot squared. The most important conversion to remember is that one atmosphere is 14.696 pounds force per foot squared. Now, in general, pound force per foot squared is abbreviated as PSI. But the symbol PSI is not adequate. You must use PSIA when referring to an absolute pressure and PSIG when referring to a gauge pressure. In fact, you must distinguish between absolute and gauge pressure with any system of units. So, what's the difference between absolute and gauge pressure anyway? Flip the page and let's see.